Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com. I've been looking at a bit of research on names. It's no big stuff, but I've just looked at surnames. Did you know that before 1066, which was the Norman conquest in England, there were very few surnames?
I didn't know that.
But as the population grew, it became necessary because otherwise there was people called Fred the Baker, for example, George, son of Richard, Henry the Whitehead, thinking of the colour of their hair, Joan of the Field, Elizabeth of York. There was a big necessity to then give other surnames. Do you know the origin of your name? Your name's Pinchbeck.
I do actually, and Pinchbeck is a very old name, an Anglo-Saxon name, coming mainly from Lincolnshire. And in fact...
Where is Lincolnshire?
Lincolnshire, it's on the east side of the UK.
Okay.
Above London.
Can you name a place?
Lincoln.
Lincoln, okay.
Lincoln. So, yeah, so Pinch is in fact an old name for a bird, a finch.
Okay.
Bird, and Beck is the old name for a stream, a very small river.
Okay.
So I imagine it
still
was...
Still used in the north.
And oh yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And also, maybe it could have been like the interpretation of what somebody wrote down, if they wrote Pinch or Finch, you know. They
yes, could have, and in fact, I have checked my name, and Pinchbeck is P-I-N-C-H, but in the old days it was P-Y...
Yep.
All
anything.
Sorts of things. Anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about you?
Well, my name, Creed, is either from Ireland or Cornwall. Cornwall is in the far southwest of England. And it means, apparently, a farmer. Although there seems to be some sort of religious connotation, in as much as a creed means the faith.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
But, so I'm not really sure. However, what I did find out... that there were ways of giving somebody a surname when they didn't have one, and one of them was through their occupation.
Such as?
You know, for example, people maybe who called carpenter, carter, baker, butcher, cooper, fletcher, clerk, cook, dyer, farmer,
yes.
Falconer, fisher, Margaret Thatcher.
Thatcher.
There you go.
And Thatcher being...
someone that made roofs out of reeds, which
yes.
they still do in Somerset, where I'm from, in the southwest. Others were from a smith as well. A smith was any type of manual trade, like a blacksmith.
I'm sure you know as well that Smith is the most popular surname in the UK at the moment.
Absolutely.
I think I looked, over 500,000 people.
Incredible.
Of course, Smith.
Others were through... personal characteristics such as short, long, Whitehead, grey, strong, Swift, Jonathan Swift, who wrote Gulliver's Travels, for example. They also came from place names such as Bedford, Burton, London, Jack London, who wrote The Call of the Wild or something like this, Sutton, Wells, Hampshire, etc., etc.
Yeah, lots of names, towns, yeah.
Yeah. And they still obviously go on. The name of an estate, for example, Castle, Staunton, which is, I think it's an Irish name as well. And also Windsor, which is the name of the royal family.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
changed
yes.
during the First World War from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
Okay.
Because they're Germans. Anyway, they're also from geographical features such as a bridge, a brook, George Bush...
George Bush, that's a good one.
Yeah. Roger Moore.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, but they sometimes add little letters on, like you can have Moore with M-O-O-R or M-O-O-R-E.
Yes.
Yeah. Natalie Wood, for example. Some of them are from patronymic or matronymic or ancestral.
What does that mean?
Well, either from the father or from the mother.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, a lot of Jewish names come from the mother's side, but...
Can you
some
give me an example on that?
No, Jewish ones, no. Yeah. But, of, for example, Benson, George Benson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, son of Ben. Harrison, George Harrison, another George. son of Harris. Mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson, son of Jack.
Yeah, really
Amanda
interesting.
Richardson, Dr. Watson, for example.
And are these British surnames?
Some of them are. Some of them are. Some of them come from other places, but we'll see that afterwards. Some come from patronage. For example, Hickman comes from Hicks Man. So it's Hicks Man, Hicks servant, for example. Hick being short for Richard. Boardman, etc. And as you said, are they all British? Well, some of them, the names that we know and we think are English or British or whatever, actually come from other places, such as Scandinavian, Johnson, Boris Johnson, mm-hmm. not to be mentioned after dark, Adamson, Beck, Ericsson, for example. And then we have ones still coming from Ireland. Fitzpatrick means son of Patrick. Ella Fitzgerald, yeah. Mac, you know.
Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
so
it's the son of Gerald.
Son of Gerald,
yeah.
Okay.
For example, Mac or Muck comes from Scottish. And also, to go back to the Irish, there's O apostrophe. O'Connor, O'Donald means the son of Connor or Donald. In Scotland, they have the similar type of thing, but they use the Mac or the Muck. For example, you may have heard of MacDonald.
I have, actually.
Yes,
yeah.
It's the son of Donald.
Oh, right.
McPherson, etc., etc., etc. McAllister, all of these. Then others came in over time from immigrants, etc. For example, where do you think... what is the origin of... You've heard of Justin Bieber.
I have heard of
yeah.
And is that his real name, Bieber?
I'm not sure. But where do you think that came from?
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to guess here. I'm going to say, is it German?
It's Jewish.
Okay.
You know Leonard Cohen?
I do.
From music?
I do.
Where do you think that comes from?
Russia, I'm guessing.
It could do, but it's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
How
yeah.
about Bryan Adams?
I don't know. Adams, let me... It's probably Irish.
It's Jewish.
It's
again.
Jewish.
How about Trump? Now, you know this one, so you can
yes.
feel us a little bit
yeah,
in on this one.
I do. So, in fact, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. he changed his name. Well, not he, but his great-grandfather, mm-hmm. I think, in 1886, mm-hmm. changed the German name from Drumpf. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't sound very nice.
Trump doesn't either.
Well, to Trump, which was more triumphant, a more positive name.
It depends
name.
Which way you Trump.
Yes, it does indeed.
Because it can also mean passing wind.
Yes, but I think he had more in mind being something else a bit more powerful.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's interesting how lots of immigrants from Europe, mm-hmm. when they went to America, when they arrived in America, they changed their names.
Yep.
So Donald Trump changed his, well, yep. his great-grandfather.
Yeah, well, there was also a famous... wartime fighter pilot called Douglas Bader, who lost both his legs in the just before the Second World War started. Where do you think that name comes from?
Must be German, sure.
I know, it's weird, but yeah. How about fielder? You know, you have fielders in cricket. Where do you think the word fielder comes from? Ah, that was a clue.
I'm going to say German again.
It was German,
yeah, because
exactly.
I have the impression that lots of Germans left Germany
okay.
and... You know, the names have gone all over yep. Europe or into the States.
Sure. Mm. How about, you know, Ronnie Lane?
I do.
From the Small Faces, I think, yeah?
Yeah. British name, surely, Lane.
It's French.
Wow.
It comes from Lane, which means wool.
Yeah.
Granger, Stuart Granger, American actor.
I'm going to say French because you're looking at me.
It is French.
Yeah.
yeah. And okay. how about Bellamy, like David Bellamy?
David Bellamy. I'm going to say French because you're looking at me again.
Okay,
I have no idea.
It is French.
Wow.
It means nice friend, really.
Really?
Bellamy.
Oh, Bellamy.
Yeah, there you go. What about... I'll give you three more, okay?
Oh, goodness
three
me.
Three stars that everybody should know. Mick Jagger.
Well, this has got to be, I'm going to say German.
You would do. It's actually English.
Wow.
And it comes from a meaning of a peddler, which is like somebody that goes around selling stuff, or a carter, means somebody with a cart. It comes from Middle English. It's very old.
It's a very old name,
it
though.
Does sound, to me, it looks German.
Yes.
How
me
about.
Too. Yeah.
Nicole Kidman. Kidman. How about Kidman?
Well, we've got man in there.
Yeah.
So it must be the child of a man, do you think? Kidman?
The child of a man. I get
Kidman.
It.
Yeah, do you
Not
get
quite.
Me?
It could either be a goat herd. Yeah, a kid man.
Oh, okay.
A kid being a word for a young goat.
Yes.
Or a woodcutter, because a kid, K-I-D-D-E, is a bundle of wood in Old English.
And is this a British name?
It's English, yeah. Okay. It's English. Old English.
Old English.
English being the language rather than the nationality.
Yes, yeah.
Which is all the way is through this.
Yeah.
How about you've heard of Bob Marley?
I have.
Where do you think that name comes
from?
Marley. Yeah.
There must be a river. Yes, the River Lee. Completely wrong by the looks of it.
Well, actually, it comes from English again.
Yeah.
And it means pleasant wood, because Bob Marley's father was English.
Okay. Well, that's really fascinating.
There you go.
And it's a nice way to look at your history through your name and...
And if you want your name looked up, just send it in the comments and Susan will look up and come back to you.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.